Good afternoon and welcome to the show, Je Savais Pas. I'm your host, Esther Tyree, and back in the studio with me today is Mary Gomez with Mary's Sweet Treats. And if you did not have an opportunity to listen to last week's episode, it will be on the website. Just go to krvs.org, pull up the show listings in Je Savais Pas, and in the date January 14th at 1:30 p.m., and you should be able to hear it online and hear her background as a cookie maker and all the things she learned. So today she's in the studio to discuss how it went from cookies to Mary's Sweet Treats. So thank you, Mary, for returning to the studio and sharing some more of your journey and how one thing branched into many, and continue to just educate our listeners and all the fun things that you did with last week's episode. I'm still kind of fascinated with the whole projector to do the
to fix my terrible handwriting.
Yes. And then even, you know, the way that you do the 3D printer for the cookie cutter shape that you weren't able to find. That's just fascinating. So you started with cookies, but at the farmer's market on Saturdays, you have Mary's Sweet Treats and you have a variety of offerings besides just cookies. So start with, you know, where did you go from cookies? At what point did you start to kind of say, well, let me branch off into other sweets?
Well, it's different types of cookies. So the decorated royal icing, that would be the decorated cutout cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And I love those. Those are really good for stress relief for me. You know, I do work a full-time job, you know, in addition to this, and I have two very small, very rambunctious children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, that's my therapy part, is the piping and the drawing on cookies and the flooding and the, I love that part. But those do take several days, depending on, you know, the details, that kind of thing. So obviously, if you're trying to start a business, unless you have an army of people helping you, that's not something that's going to effectively, you know, fill a display case or a table or whatever else you're, you know, selling through. But I'd always, my son and I pick him up on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We always go to at least... normally every week. At the very least, we go every other week. We go to Great American Cookie Company.
Okay.
And it's always, we get ice cream and then we get cookies to go. And they're really good, but they're, what's the word I'm looking for? They taste mass produced. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right. But I love them and they're so good. And so one day I was like, you know what? I don't know why I couldn't do this. It's, you know, it's baking. It's the same thing that I'm doing now. It's not as time consuming. But on top of that, like, there's so many more flavor options than with just the decorated sugar cookies. Because, you know, those come in all different shapes and sizes. You can add all sorts of different things to them.
Okay.
Like, for instance, I'm doing hot chocolate sugar cookies.
Yum.
So, yes. So they have cocoa powder baked into them. And they have mini marshmallows, which is my favorite part, and chocolate chips. But, like, something that you wouldn't know until you start tinkering with it is you can't just pour mini marshmallows into cookie dough and then put it in the oven and it not come out to be a sticky, gross, disgusting mess.
Yeah, that was the first thing that popped into my head. Don't marshmallows melt?
Right. Well, see, that popped into your head. that never popped into mine. But Jet Puff, for instance, they have like the mini, they're the dehydrated marshmallows. So once you bake them and they're in there with, you know, the butter, the chocolate chips and everything, it kind of rehydrates from the liquid in there, and they taste exactly like hot chocolate. They have, chocolate chips, they have mini marshmallows on top, and they're amazing. So for winter, you know. Hot chocolate, hot cocoa cookies, like red velvet. I've always loved red velvet cakes. Those are my kids' favorite. The nothing but cakes, the red velvet, they're amazing. So I started trying to do the, I was like, okay, because they, you know, kids snacks all the time. it's like, so it's, I'd gear mine towards what would my kids eat, you know, because most of, you know, like the farmer's market, it's they're buying for their kids,
right.
Or you're doing parties, or, you know, it's always to me, it's what are my kids going to eat? Not, you know, mm-hmm. is this something I'm going to eat? And then my kids are just going to turn up their noses, that kind of thing.
Right.
Snickerdoodles. So I started doing the snickerdoodles. There's 1,000 different ways to do snickerdoodles, which you also don't know. And so you start trying to make them yourself. There's mocha.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry, which I'm going to have for Valentine's also. They're strawberry flavored and they're dipped in white chocolate.
Wow.
I'm also going to, what I'll be offering at the beer garden is cake in jars. But it's like the little, so they're cupcake size basically.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a 4-ounce glass jar, right? But it's cake. So you would bake a sheet cake and then cut them, you know, into little circles and then make your frosting.
Okay.
Add your chocolate chips, your toppings, your crumbles, you know, kind of however you want to go with your flavor profile.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're tied with a cute little bow and a spoon so you can eat them right there.
Wow.
But it's like a little travel one-person cake that you don't have to share with anybody, which is the advantage to that.
So you actually make a cake.
Yes.
That must be interesting to do that and then cut it into a shape because, like, in my experience with cakes, once you cut it, if you try to make a shape, it crumbles.
Well, it's a sheet cake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it – plus it's going into a jar, so the crumbling just kind of makes it cuter.
Okay.
You know? I have tried to decorate cakes. I tried. At one point, I was like, you know what? I want to do – like, in addition to, like, the sugar cookies, the cookies, cupcakes, I want to do cute little decorated cakes.
Mm-hmm.
That very quickly went out the window once I started trying. But the flavor is there.
Okay.
I just, for the life of me, some people can make gorgeous cakes. I am not one of those people. I can't get it level. It's always lopsided.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get the icing smooth. I end up with crumbs, like, in places there should not be crumbs. But I was like, what can I do where I can still, you know, make the flavors that I want to make and try the different ones that I want to try, but it not have to be, I guess, you know, magazine-worthy appearance.
Picture perfect.
Right. And I found this, and it's awesome because, like, you know, you can eat them while you're walking around shopping.
Mm-hmm.
They're really cute for teachers' gifts. And that's the other thing. Most of the stuff that I do starts by being presents for my kids' teachers. And then, you know, it's obviously it's stuff that other people, you know.
But you might would, enjoy. So
right.
You say, well, let's take it over here and see what happens.
Right.
So with the mason jar.
Mm-hmm.
I might, well, actually, no, I have seen the smaller canning jars, the little 6-ounce
right,
ones
you
with
just,
the wide mouth.
You do the wide mouth so
okay.
that it's the same width all the way down.
That's what I was going to mm-hmm. ask you because you're talking about with the spoon
what I
and
have
putting
seen,
things in there. And I'm
right.
thinking, how would you do that with a narrow, tall one? And I thought, well, no, they do have the wide mouth straight
yeah.
mason jars that are small. I've seen a few with the small, like with marmalade or smaller amounts mm-hmm. of homemade jelly or jam.
But again, so that was a learning process because when I started, I was like, oh, look at this big giant jar and it's got this big wide mouth. This is perfect. But no one is going to sit there and eat. Because 8 ounces in your head doesn't sound like a lot, right? But when it's 8 ounces of cake and frosting and chocolate chips and sprinkles, it's very overwhelming. And it got to the, like, nobody's going to eat. They're not going to wander around and eat, you know, this giant canning jar full of cake.
Yeah.
But it comes out to be about the same amount of cake and frosting as a cupcake.
Okay.
But I really like it because of the way it looks in the can. Because you see it from the side, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the jar, not the can.
Gotcha.
So it's got, you know, you've got your cake layer, your icing, and then you can add, I like to do the little round sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, like, from the side, you just see, like, the different colors, layers of cake, the different layers of icing, and all the fun sprinkles.
Yeah, neato. And the reason I was saying, like, branching off into different things, because I remember when I went to the farmer's market and looked at the table, I guess I didn't examine it closely. It just looked like there was tarts and mini pies and cookies and other things besides just cookies. Well, but I guess maybe because you had them packaged.
Right.
Okay.
So it was Christmas, right? So I had started doing the snickerdoodles for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So they were in cute little, like, packages of six or a dozen to go, you know, for your tables or gifts or presents or that kind of thing. But that's the fun part about the decorated sugar cookies is, like I was saying last week about the Mardi Gras king cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I actually put those in mini king cake boxes. So it is a giant king cake flavored, king cake looking cookie in a king cake box. And then I heat seal. All the cookies are heat sealed, you know, with the humidity. And so they last
right.
longer.
Okay.
And then each box has a Mardi Gras bead and a Mardi Gras baby in it.
I was going to say, if it's a king cake, it's got to be a baby.
But that's the fun thing is, like, for, like, the bigger cookies, there's so many different, like, you can make them look like so many different things.
Right.
Right.
So heat sealing, I had not heard of that. So what does that involve?
Okay. So, you know how you buy, like, okay, so movie candy.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in those sealed plastic bags.
Okay.
So that would be, it's heat sealed in there, right? It keeps it fresh so the humidity doesn't get to it. It doesn't dry out. It doesn't get stale. It just kind of, you know, protects it. And especially, so my very first farmer's market was not this Christmas. It was the Christmas before. My very first one was the Christmas night market.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited and I had made all these super cute like Christmas cookies and, I had already heat sealed quite a few of them, but then I had this idea that I wanted to make these, they were ornament cookies
mm-hmm.
and each ornament had like a tag sticking off that was part of the cookie, but you know, like it looked like a tag.
Okay.
So they sell edible markers. So like you can write, it's food coloring basically. But it's through a marker tip, so you can write and draw and do all sorts of things. So my thought process was, I am going, like, in addition to everything that I have, I am going to sell these cute little ornaments, and I'm going to offer to write people's names on them, you know, so, like, they can bring it for, like, a teacher gift or, like, for mm-hmm. a spouse or a friend or put it in a stocking, that kind of thing. If you've ever been outside, ever, in Louisiana, it doesn't matter what time of day it is, what part of the year it is, humidity.
Uh-huh.
So royal icing does not set in humidity, even if it has already dried, even if it's, you know, sat there for a couple of days. So I had all my cookies set, like, sitting out and ready to be, you know, written on and make them super cute and everything. My mom was doing... You're making that face. My mom was doing the writing.
Okay.
Because, you know, my handwriting.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom was doing all of that part. But they immediately started to get wet. And you could just see the icing, like, start to glisten.
Uh-oh.
And I also had a little tray where I was doing, like, taste testing because it was my first one, you know, so I wanted people to try it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was so bad. But it changes the whole composition of the icing. So I had the little ones set out and they started to get kind of wet and I was like, that should not be happening. I'm not sure what's going on. So I tried one of them to see if it still tasted okay. And the humidity with the royal icing was terrible. It had turned like sour. It was not good. So heat seal everything.
Okay. So then when you talk about heat sealing, you are talking about putting it in a container.
I got it on Amazon. It's basically it's a strip of metal that gets hot
mm-hmm.
and then it presses like a longer strip of plastic down. So you would put your cookie in a, polyurethane bag.
Okay.
And then press the handle down and it melts the other end of the bag together. So there's no air getting in and there's no air getting out.
No moisture getting in.
Right. Mainly the moisture. Right.
Right.
But it keeps it the royal icing sugar cookies, that actually keeps them fresh from anywhere 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
So they're, yeah.
I don't even think cookies would last that long.
Oh.
I mean, as far as like not getting eaten.
No. Normally,
disappearing.
Normally no. But my kids have found, you know, cookies that have been there much longer, and according to them, after like 4 or 5 weeks, they're fine too. But I don't know that I would trust.
Well, that's good to know.
Trust that information.
So, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Je Savais Pas, and my host Oh, I'm the host. My guest today is Mary Gomez.
I'm taking Mary your
Gomez,
show.
Mary Gomez of Mary Sweet Treats, talking about the different varieties of cookies that she got into baking after she sort of figured out lots of things from her sugar cookie journey. And then that got started after she discovered that macarons were not easy to make in soggy South Louisiana. I hear you. So with so you have the snickerdoodles?
Yes. So snickerdoodles, the red velvet white chocolate chip, the hot cocoa sugar cookies, which are amazing.
Okay.
Lemon. There's a lemon cheesecake, too, that I've been working on. I'm going to tweak that one a little bit.
Wow, that sounds yummy.
Yes. Strawberry dipped in white chocolate with the sprinkles for Valentine's Day. So they're going to be, the cookies are pink, and then they're dipped in the melting chocolate, which is white. And then I'm going to put, like, hearts and little, like, pink sprinkles all over them. They're going to be cute.
That, like, my brain goes, okay, lemon cheesecake is this texture in a crust, and you're going to do a cookie?
Right.
So it's basically you're just duplicating the flavor, not the texture.
Right. They do have it's a cream cheese baking emulsion, which is basically they have just – right. They have managed to bottle the flavor of cream cheese.
What?
Yes.
And how did – was that another YouTube or Amazon discovery?
There is actually a really awesome local baking shop, baking product shop, Baker's Choice on Ridge Road. They have – they do classes. I learned how to make roses. That's how I learned how to make roses.
Like cookie dough roses.
Well, royal icing.
Okay, royal icing.
Right. But they sell basically anything that you would need to get started doing anything. They also have a lot of good information if you ever have questions. Because half the time I went in there and I was like, I need to make this color with the colors that you have or this flavor. But they have like, it's about half of an aisle that's dedicated to just all of the different flavor possibilities that you could do.
Interesting.
Yes, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's, I guess, one of the questions I'd considered is, do the icing colors, is there a vast array of colors, or is it the primary ones and then you have to mix to make the different shades that you want?
Well, it depends, because the local stores... they obviously they're the people that they buy from kind of fluctuates, you know, with price, that kind of thing. So sometimes you go in needing a certain color, and which has happened to me a lot this year because I think they've gone through 3 suppliers. I've gone in for a certain color and it's not there. There's nothing close to it. But again, YouTube. Or Google search, and it's they've got it down to a science. You do this many drops of this color, this many drops of this color, this many drops of this color, like purple. None of them that I have found have like that royal Mardi Gras purple color. Most of them end up kind of lilac or like a little like a lightish red purple. Like it's not LSU purple,
right?
So, like, that one I've had to tweak a lot on my own just to try and figure out how to get,
that
know,
true purple that color.
Right. That apparently doesn't exist anywhere other than Louisiana.
Well, it's been said, necessity is the mother of invention, you know. And just watch a toddler. It's so funny to watch them play and, like, this is this, but you're doing it like this. And, well, that's what I felt like doing.
Yes.
It's like, it should be done this way. No, I want to do this way.
That's how I feel sometimes because I'll be doing, like, I'll be trying to figure out a shape. Because, so I have the 3D printer for the cookie cutters, right? Mm-hmm. But there is a maximum to how big you can print a cutter. Like, because mine has a 5x5 printing plate, right?
Okay.
So sometimes you have to, you hand cut anyway. Or you want to put a couple cutters together to make a different shape, that kind of thing. And I'll be doing that, and my son will just walk up and he'll be like, "Why are you doing it that way? Like, can't you just like trace and cut it?" And I was like, "Of course I can, but that would be too easy." So like, he's actually the reason I figured out you can just print an image on a piece of paper and then trace it, right? If it's too big for my 3D printer and too big to make a cookie cutter, I can just print it on a piece of paper and outline it and then hand cut it.
Well, there you go. So Just go through a list of what you have available when you are at the farmer's market.
Okay, so the farmer's market is the decorated sugar cookies, mm-hmm. and then the drop cookies, which would be the different flavors like the red velvet, the cocoa, the strawberry dipped in white chocolate.
I know you said one that had marshmallows, which I'm
the hot cocoa.
I'm still
right.
stuck on the fact that they didn't melt. What?
The hot cocoa sugar cookies. And then at the Worst Beer Garden downtown on Friday nights, I'll have the decorated sugar cookies, but it'll be more of the drop cookies, the cake in jars, and I'm gonna start. Do you know what a meringue pop is? Have you ever, or do you know what a meringue drop is?
I know what meringue is, but I don't know that I've heard of a drop or
okay,
a pop.
So meringue, it's the egg whites, right? Once
right.
you whip it and it gets really firm. Well, if you bake it, you can make all kinds of different things with it. Mm-hmm. It was a pavlova, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
But it's, you make like a plate and then you put like fruit and kind of things in it. Or you can, pipe them in different shapes
mm-hmm.
and then, they'll come out like a little Hershey Kiss. So, like, it's like a little
oh, wow.
meringue-flavored Hershey Kiss. But I'm going to do suckers. So, they're going to be, like, really big ones. So, they're going to do – I'm going to have some hearts for Valentine's Day, like the really big ones. And they're going to have the FDA-approved glitter. It's FDA-approved, I promise. There's going to be glitter all over them. There's going to be sprinkles all over them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to do hippie beards. So it's going to be like the big bushy brown beard, but it's on a stick so you can hold it up to your face and then you can eat it.
That's just interesting. And it's just meringue. It's not meringue mixed into a cookie dough.
No, it's just the meringue and it bakes.
Wow.
It bakes perfectly. Like it completely keeps its shape.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it on a stick. I did them for.
Do you have to like bake it with the stick?
So it, yes.
Okay.
So you would pipe a little bit of the meringue down,
mm-hmm.
and then you would lay the stick in it, and then you would pipe more on the top. So it's kind of
okay.
like sandwiched in there. But they, I have a dehydrator, so I don't have to run my oven 4 hours at a time. But they go in your dehydrator for like 4 hours. You just leave them and forget them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They're awesome.
Wow. So they don't have to bake. If you put them in the dehydrator.
Right. Well, it's kind of, because if you put them in the oven, you're only putting them on like 120 degrees.
Right.
So it's not really, it's just drying them out because you're just trying to get all of the liquid out of
right.
the
right, so that it doesn't go bad
right.
by being out. Do those
mm-hmm.
need to be refrigerated?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Actually, if you refrigerate them, they would get soggy because they'd get all that moisture right back in there.
Okay. So then what's the texture versus a cookie? Is it
crunchy? It's crunchy.
Crunchy?
Like, right.
So it's not like a marshmallow.
That would be like eating one of the dried marshmallows.
Oh.
Except the cool thing about those is you can also flavor them. But it's a little more limited because you have to use a powdered flavoring because,
mm-hmm.
again, the point is to get all of the liquid out of them, right?
Right.
But they have so many things now that they dehydrate and process strawberries. So you can do strawberry flavored.
Wow.
It's cocoa. You can do cocoa flavored. there's all kind of different flavors you can do now. But
interesting.
I like to put things on sticks.
So what was some of the learning with the piping of the meringue as opposed to going back to like piping the icing onto the cookie?
The piping the meringue is easy because you're using a really big tip. Because you
right.
want it to be bigger.
Right. Okay.
But you're not trying to make like clean, perfect lines or like character faces or
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. Like you just kind of want to make, like you can do, so for the hearts, you would just pipe like, you would do a line. Then you would put either the paper straw or the stick, whatever you're using for your stick. And then you would do like an outline of the heart, right? So you would do the two arches on the outside. And then you can take, as long as they're touching, so that they dry together, you can do like flowers on top of it. You can do like little stars. Basically, as long as they're touching, they dry perfectly.
Wow.
My biggest issue or my biggest hurdle, I guess, with those is I am a very impatient person. So I'm always, are they done yet? Are they done yet? Are they done yet? Have they dried yet? Are they ready yet? And it's always like, no, let them finish. Because mm-hmm. if there's even a little bit of humidity, they fall off the stick.
Yeah. It's interesting the things that you learn when you start to explore and challenge yourself to branch out and do other things. So as we begin to wrap up, just remind the listener, if they didn't hear last week's show, where to find you on social media and then the two farmers markets that you're doing now.
Okay. I am on Instagram and Facebook. They are both Mary's Sweet Treats 87. The website will be up in a couple of weeks, and it is marysweettreats.com. It's about halfway there right now. And you can find me. I'm at the farmers market on Johnson Street every Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. And I'm going to start doing the Worst Beer Garden Market every Friday night from 6 to 11.
And that's downtown. So wonderful.
And that is downtown on Jefferson.
So real quickly, just what are some of the benefits that you see, or some like a fun thing that you've enjoyed through your journey of learning and exploring and stretching and branching? And
My favorite thing about this is something that I can do with my kids. If it's not like for an order, which I usually like for the orders, I do, you know, the kids are asleep, husband's asleep, everybody's up and out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But the funnest thing for me is all they ever want to do is help, right?
Yeah.
So it's just taking the time, you know, to like when we're trying new flavors or something, it's, you know, they want to get the flour out, they want to measure the flour, they want to measure the sugar. Or sometimes they have really good ideas that you just haven't thought about before, you know?
So they've given you suggestions for shapes or, mm-hmm. or colors or textures or designs?
Right.
Interesting.
Baby shark, of course.
Of course.
My youngest wanted baby shark cookies.
Oh, fun. That's interesting. It's mm-hmm. really cool, you know, kids' advice. They love to give it. And just the fact that you've invited them in, that's a great way to mentor them into taking the reins one day when you...
That's
got
plan.
Something else that you want to do.
I'm training them now so that they can decorate when they're older.
Gotcha. Well, we appreciate you coming in today, Mary, and sharing more of your journey and explaining things that, you know, so I call the show Je Savais Pas. I did not know about meringue and sticks and flavors and the, what was the?
Projectors.
Projectors. What was the store you mentioned?
Oh, Baker's Choice on Ridge.
Baker's Choice on Ridge. I don't think I knew about that either. Anyway, you've been listening to Je Savais Pas, a production of KRVS, brought to you as a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which joins you in support of this station. This is KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette, Lake Charles, online at KRVS.org. Thank you, Mary, for another episode and sharing, and thank you for tuning in and listening. And everybody have a wonderful afternoon.
Don't miss En Card with me, your host, Megan Constantin, for great toe-tap and Cajun music. Saturdays at 7 a.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m.
For a delightful listening experience on Friday afternoons, why not tune in to Freetown Radio at 3? It'll cure what ails you. And it's only on KRVS 88.7 FM and KRVS.org on the web. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on and listen to the music in the air.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, streaming live at KRVS.org.